would cut it off up about 4 feet high, I imagine, and cut in around to the center, almost to the center, and have a stub in the middle, you know,
yeah,
a neck on about that big. And then we'd get us a pole, find us a straight pole, sometime be pine or sweet gum or something, and we'd take the orange wedge and drive it right in the center, in the middle of it. And we'd make us some wooden wedges, you know, to hold that hole open and drive it down where there'd be just leave a hole big enough for that thing to go through, that neck. And we'd drive them wooden wedges in there and take our orange wedge out, and we'd take pine straw, green pine straw, to oil it with, use it for grease, you know, just like grease the spanner or something. And we'd nail boards across where you could sit on one, be a board, or just get you a round thing to put in front of you, set a straddle of that and set on the other, and then hold of that nailed across. And somebody'd get in there and turn it around and around.
Oh, yeah.
I had one of my first cousins one time, the man would get killed. That thing, because if it hit him on the shoulder, if it hit his neck, it broke his neck. But we'd get it to running good and hard and with somebody, and we'd run out, you know.
Yes.
And he failed to get out, and it hit him right on the shoulder there, and it just knocked him out. You could get it good started and then just lay down, you know, and just get down on your knees. Stay there till the cat died. We called it the cat died, you know. We'd ride it till it quit running, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Or you could get on there and put your feet on the ground and shove, and then when you shove, the other fella on the other side, he'd go down and put his feet on there and shove and go around.
Yeah.
They were lots of fun.
Yeah. I reckon y'all had swings too.
Oh yeah, we had swings, vine, we'd cut vines on the creek, swing across the creek. I've seen, we used to have a lot of them, you know, in the woods. They'd last a year. You cut a vine off in the spring, you know, and it would stay stout until just, you know, long time. I've seen boys get on them vines going to swing across the creek as they get over the vine break right in the creek they'd go.
That sounds fun to watch, but not fun to have
to
do.
Oh, it was fun to the fella that fell in too. We'd laugh. If one of us fall in the creek or something, we'd tickle us.
Around here, I noticed you had a boat out in your pond. What kind of boats do people use around here to fish in? They call them rowboats or what?
They call them rowboats. Now, we used to have what we called a dugout to hunt and fish in, me and my uncle down there. It was made out of a big cypress log, you know.
Yes, sir.
Just hewed out of a log. But, me and him hunted, when I stayed with him, every morning, mind you, so way up in the spring, till the ducks all went north, we'd go out nearly every morning and kill us a mess of ducks, because we'd get up at 4 o'clock, and we'd go down, we'd feed the mules,